Our longest-running research program is the monitoring of stellar sea lions on Chiswell Island. Scientists use remotely operated cameras to observe the animal's behavior and population dynamics with minimal impact on their natural behaviors. Between the 1970s and 2000, stellar sea lions experienced an 80% decline in their population. This resulted in the western population segment being listed as endangered under the Endangered Species Act in 1997. Today, Chiswell Island is an important rookery, or summer breeding area, for this endangered population. Scientist Pam Parker explains this program.
We have been monitoring stellar sea lions in the Gulf of Alaska since the fall of 1998 using remotely operated video cameras. The Chiswell Island Rookery is located 35 miles south of Seward. The island is used as a haul-out site, and during summer months, it becomes a breeding rookery. Territorial male sea lions arrive during May to establish territory. Adult females return to the island year after year in late May, early June, and typically give birth to a single pup. Throughout the 25 years of this study, we have identified over 2,000 individuals by unique markings such as scars, pelage, or flipper abnormalities. The data we collect is used to estimate population trends, survival of adults and juveniles, reproductive rates for adult females, and sources of mortality. Females typically nurse their pups for at least 1 year. Pups remain on shore or in the nearby water throughout the summer months, while their mothers are foraging for food. Some females continue to nurse juveniles for 2 or more years, which likely depends on how physically fit they are to care for their offspring and themselves. Part of the joy of our job is that we often witness many moments when pups are interacting socially as a group, learning by mimicking adult behaviors, and playing in the tide pools. During the fall months, more animals of all ages are observed at the island to rest and nurse their offspring, suggesting this location is critical habitat for sea lions in this region. The importance of this type of long-term research is that by watching them year after year, day after day, we have learned a lot about how these animals adapt to changes in their environment. We are able to see changes that you might not necessarily see over 1, 2, or even 3 years of the study. By watching the sea lions, we have seen that they have been doing very well for more than a decade. They had good reproductive rates, good survival rates. Then all of a sudden in 2015 and 16, when this warm water anomaly hit here in the Gulf of Alaska, we saw something totally different. Females had low reproductive rates and low survival rates. We know that the ocean is warming, and so just recently, we have been learning a lot about how long-term trends in ocean warming might affect this species.
Long-term monitoring of this at-risk population continues to deepen our understanding of how these animals respond to our changing ocean environment.